The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. The Richmond Police Department says they've compiled a list of about 100 potential perpetrators of gun violence in the city. Meg Schiffers reports that most of those on the list are the city's poorest residents.
Operation Red Ball uses police data to map out areas where crime involving firearms are concentrated in Richmond in order to identify individuals that they deem to be potential shooters. Major Ronnie Armstead, who leads the operation, says the majority of people on the list live in public housing neighborhoods.
Over a quarter of our violent crime are in these very small areas.
But an individual doesn't need to have a criminal record to be investigated. Armstead says RPD is also focusing on victims of gun violence and people who the department claims will shoot others in the future. Omari Al-Qaddafi is a housing attorney with the Legal Aid Justice Center. He says successful gun violence prevention programs provide potential perpetrators with resources.
I would just hope that they're following the lead of other violence intervention programs versus just sending them to law enforcement.
Armstead says since last November, the operation has resulted in 188 felony charges and 138 misdemeanor charges. Meg Schifris, VPM News.
Deaths among teen drivers increased by more than 55% in Virginia last year. That's according to the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles' annual traffic safety report. Overall, 968 people died on Virginia roads in 2021, which is about 12% higher compared to 2020. Crashes caused by speeding, as well as those involving people not wearing seatbelts, also went up. Advocates like Drive Smart Virginia say studies show that the majority of crashes are linked to distractions, like talking or texting while driving. The public can now get a behind-the-scenes look at Richmond police communications before officers tear-gassed protesters at the former Robert E. Lee Monument during protests in 2020. As Whitney Evans reports, RPD was forced to provide the materials to the Library of Virginia as part of a settlement between protesters and police.
A newly released video shot from a Richmond police helicopter on June 1, 2020, shows protesters were trying to pull down the Jeb Stuart statue while hundreds more gathered up the street at the Robert E. Lee Monument.
We got eyes on them. They're actively cutting at the legs.
This all happened about 20 minutes before a city-mandated curfew was enforced. One of the officers, whose name was redacted in the public documents, asks for permission to use tear gas against the protesters. While he didn't receive an initial response, he asks a second time and got confirmation.
As soon as you're free, hit him with gas.
But officers didn't tear gas the protesters at Stuart. Instead, they unleashed a thick cloud of irritants at the Lee Monument, where people were kneeling and chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot." RPD claimed the protesters were cutting off officers who were trying to get to safety, but the department walked back that statement earlier this month. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
In case you missed it over the weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris made a stop in Richmond to meet with state lawmakers. She's calling for voters to give Democrats a bigger majority in the U.S. Senate to protect abortion rights. Ben Pavier has more.
The vice president said she and President Joe Biden are committed to working around the Senate's filibuster rules to protect reproductive rights across the U.S. But Harris left the details vague. She said they ultimately needed help from voters.
We need two more senators in the United States Senate so that we are able to actually see this through.
Harris also took aim at Virginia's Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, who has said he would, quote, gleefully sign any bill that, quote, protects life. Virginia currently allows abortions in the first two trimesters without exception. Democrats who control Virginia's Senate have vowed to keep it that way. Ben Pavier, VPM News.
A volunteer sorting through donated books for a library in Virginia Beach stumbled on an unusual find in May. Someone had left a rare book authored by former President Thomas Jefferson, according to the Virginian Pilot. It was published in 1829, 3 years after Jefferson's death. The book contains notes from court cases Jefferson observed as a young lawyer. There are only about 80 copies in academic libraries across the world. The Virginia Beach Volunteer Group donated the book to the Jefferson Library at Monticello. A new tour experience is getting visitors to the Virginia Aquarium and Marine Science Center up close and personal with dolphins. Ryan Murphy from partner station WHRO takes us out on the water.
Have you ever heard a dolphin breathe? Tourists cluster against the rails of the Atlantic Scout to take photos of dolphin mothers with their new calves surfacing 15 or 20 feet away. The Scout is a brand new boat taking aquarium visitors on dolphin tours along the ocean front. The aquarium has run dolphin tours for years, but always on a much taller boat.
This is more of an immersive experience. We're closer to the water.
That's Mike Mizell. He spent more than two decades working the tours. The hope is this kind of up-close exposure is more than just a thrill.
And we feel like that anytime somebody can make a connection like that, they're going to be interested in doing their part in conservation in general, but kind of focus on dolphins.
Dolphin tours depart daily from the boat dock of the Virginia Aquarium.
That was Ryan Murphy reporting. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.